Pike Fishing Industry Insights, Pike Fishing Industry Insights Episode Number 1. Today is the 22nd of September 2020, and I'm your host, Everett. Thanks for joining us. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. As colder temperatures are expected in the coming weeks and months, fishing conditions for northern pike have improved significantly in recent years. Fishermen who like to fish for pike will make their biggest catch of the year this year. When conditions allow throwing from the shore of a lake or throwing a hook through a hole in the ice, the pike fishermen strive to bring the large and popular fish to land. Blue pike is one of the most popular fish species in the USA and the largest species in North America. While almost every major river in our state offers good pike fishing, some notable pike fisheries are in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Blue pike were once the most fished fish in our Great Lakes, but were caught in the traditional way and lasted for many years before becoming extinct in 1970. In some areas, pike are caught under high fishing pressure and are difficult to catch when it comes to large fish. In 1958, the population collapsed and many other fish species, such as bluefish, walrus and redfish, disappeared. The most consistent trophy system is to connect the large waters with the Great Lakes, where the fish can reproduce in shallow waters and grow undisturbed. Michigan anglers average about 19 million days per fish per year, about $19 billion, so there's a lot of pressure for northerners to get it. Fortunately, Michigan has some great fishing efforts and a great pike habitat that provides shelter for large northern pike. Even in the wilderness of Canada, it's worth bringing a variety of baits, ranging from subtle to aggressive. When the sun bakes the water, the pike's posture can change from sluggish to wild and strike wherever you throw lure. Therefore, it is usually best to fish for whale and lake trout until late afternoon before the sun casts its spell on the pike in the late morning. Getting a full net of large fish is a goal, but the challenge is to figure out what works best on a given day and whether the warming water gradually increases the activity of the massive Canadian pike to its maximum. As fish stocks decline and fishing companies expand their reach, advanced analyses are crucial for the protection of endangered species and other marine resources. Although it seems more suited to the boardroom than the boat, fishing can make huge profits by using data and algorithms. Now that the environmental consequences of overfishing are accelerating, it is time for wider application. Boats that once suffered from shortening seasons are now catching more fish. The red snapper fishery in the Gulf of Mexico is growing faster than ever, even if fishermen are within scientific limits. A percentage share of fisheries means that fishermen have a built-in incentive to manage the resource, and fisheries will continue to grow. An analysis could include the use of geomagnetic models to map fishing activities and fishing quotas over the course of a season, which could allow fishing fleets to be monitored more closely and gain a better understanding of the drivers of performance. In addition to such simple analyses, fisheries companies could use geosphere modeling to predict the position of target fish under different environmental conditions. Fishing companies can also take forward-looking analytical approaches, using information for purely descriptive purposes, such as the average catch per vessel for the past month. Such instruments could inform fishing companies and downstream commercial activities, including seafood pricing and labeling. Precision fishing techniques can also contribute to improved management of marine resources, which could boost the industry's profits by up to $53 billion by 2050, while raising the total fish biomass to at least current levels. Customers would benefit from lower prices for seafood, and large fishing companies around the world could reduce their operating costs by about $11 billion annually by switching to these models. This article attempts to paint a picture of the current situation in the fishing industry by focusing on the challenges that make it difficult to adapt advanced analyses and the tools associated with them. The most popular use cases resulting from advanced analytics will also be discussed, as well as others with great potential. This true story of the fish that fits to life shows the profound impact that wildlife can have on the environment. The same is true of the legendary blue pike. The stock collapsed in 1958 and lasted for decades until it died out in the 1970s. During the same period, other fish species such as white-footed trout and blackbird disappeared. The blue pike is one of the most popular fish on the U.S. fish market and also the most famous fish in the world. Pike Place Fish Market, founded in 1930, is an open-air fish market in Seattle, Washington, USA, just outside downtown Seattle. In 1986, on the verge of bankruptcy, the owners and employees decided to become world famous by changing their business methods by introducing flying fish and customer service. Thank you all for joining us again on Pike Fishing Industry Insights. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.